The following is a paid program sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group. Josh Jelinski is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Many of you don't hear anymore on the radio, so give us a call. We have many things to talk about. Stan Druckenmiller says this: earnings don't move the overall market. It's the Federal Reserve Board. Focus on the central banks and focus on the movement of liquidity. Most people in the market are looking for earnings and conventional measures. It's liquidity that moves markets. Warren Buffett said this in May of 2017, the most important item over time in valuation is interest rates. If interest rates are destined to be at low levels, it makes any stream of earnings from investments worth more money. The bogey is always what government bonds yield. But what happens when rates are 4% and you can get a 4% treasury? Why would you have that money in the stock market? And still, why would the Fed do this? I know they have this slavish adherence to models, even though they didn't follow it totally the last 8 years. But we could have a problem here, folks. A big problem with the Fed raising interest rates. Steve Blumenthal says there has been a technical line in the sand drawn. I'm going to post that article on my Facebook page. Have a gal, if you could post that on Facebook and Twitter, powerful. So it's interesting to note that it has been a big week for interest rates. Think about the problems in the economy. We have stress on the equity markets, fixed income and currency markets, given three unique problems in the economy right now. Number one, high valuation levels. The market's overvalued. Now, overvalued as compared to what, right? It could be overvalued and we could still see things go up over the next, 4 years. We have high debt and an aged business cycle. Interesting thing of note, and maybe we can get our good buddy Stan Harley on tomorrow if we can, Cal. Stan is thinking, hey, we're he's not as bullish as he's been for a while. He's getting bearish. So he thinks there's going to be some turmoil between now and October. So when Stan's getting bearish, I'm beginning to be concerned. And this is interesting. He says, as rates rise, interest payments will become a bigger burden on corporate, individual, and government budgets. Think of the 07 to 09 crisis. What happened when people had interest-only mortgages? When rates started to rise, they began to be foreclosed upon. Isn't that what's happening now, but in a much broader scale with corporations a la Bon-Ton, like Toys R Us, and maybe coming to a Sears near you? This is serious, he writes. Many governments will raise taxes to try to keep the game going, but that will cause more and more deflation. States will try to do the same, like rate cycles past. The Fed's higher interest rate game plan will drive us right into a recession. Now, if Nevada and Florida were the cause of the last crash, could New York, New Jersey, Illinois be the cause of the next one? What happens when a huge swath of very wealthy residents leave Chicago, leave Illinois, leave California, leave New Jersey, leave New York, and they go to sunny Florida and Texas for lower taxes? That's one of the reasons why the financial quarter, hey, we're growing into Texas. We're going nationwide. We're going big. We're going home, because here's the thing. You're going to need tax diversification even when it comes to the states. And governors of blue states are still adhering to their ridiculous notions that if you tax the rich, they're going to stay because, you know, by golly, they're good citizens. Well, the rich people can move. It's the middle class and the poor that often cannot move. They are not as mobile. So there's a lot going on here. Like rate cycles past, the Fed's higher interest rate game plan will drive us right into a recession, what John Malden calls the Great Reset. Debt's the problem, and rising interest rates are the trigger. We will keep a close eye on the recession watch indicators, which the indicators say we're not necessarily in a recession right now. If you look at the global recession probability model, there's only a 57% probability of a recession, which is rather low. I mean, if you go back to 08 or some of these other signals, they were up to 100%. So, you know, and they're not always correct, by the way. The last time the global recession monitor was near 90% was somewhere around 2016. So there's a lot of concern here. So we're right in between the middle range of a probability. This is from Ned Davis Research and the OECD, Global Recession Probability Model. So there's a lot of other stuff going on here. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, if you want the free book when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. And call us now if you have a financial question for us. We're now taking open phone lines all hour, so call me. All of this is why it's important that you have a financial model to verify economic decisions. And that's one of the things when you get, when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH, you get the world's only, to my knowledge, econometric model. It's a protection savings growth model. It makes things easy to understand, clear, crisp, concise, and it provides a blueprint for retirement planning, estate planning. If you have a lot of money and want to minimize what the government gets, there are some powerful strategies and rare window of opportunity opening for you. And a new book called The Smart Retirement Book, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation, will show you how to do that. So call me at 888-988-JOSH for that book. So we're talking Sears. We talked Sears. We're talking the line in the sand. Now, this is interesting. 2 million people loved MoviePass nearly to death. Vultures are circling MoviePass, and they still believe there's a happy ending. I didn't even know moviegoers did this. Someone told me this when I was on Fox. One of the producers said, you got to try MoviePass. I know it's a shame. My father-in-law and my late father would have loved this. 2 million people loved MoviePass nearly to death. So you'd pay $9.95 and you'd be able to see as many movies as you'd like. And apparently MoviePass is going crazy. But Hannah Wolf, Bloomberg writes, became a MoviePass member, hit the pricey theaters of New York, and began doing her part to drive the company out of business. Since paying $9.95 a month for the Movie A Day service in January, this is a problem, by the way, folks, because a lot of these companies on subscription models that are waking, they make no money. You know, these robo-advisors that you hear about on Wall Street Journal, they don't, half of them don't make any money. That's what I want. I want to put my money with a non-profitable company. Since paying $9.95 monthly fee for the Movie A Day service in January, Wolf has seen Black Panther 19 times. No, I'm adding that. And most of the Academy of Motion Arts Pictures, Best Picture nominees, 12 films in total at no additional cost to her. It seemed like a little too good to be true, especially in New York where movie costs $16 each. It feels like I haven't paid for the ticket. In a way, she hasn't. Wolf has paid MoviePass about $50, and in turn, the company would have likely shelled out almost $200 to theaters, covering the full ticket prices. To make matters worse, Wolf has been recruiting everyone she knows, and some are getting even more out of her service. Her roommate rarely went to class anymore because she was watching movies and recently saw 5 in a week. Her father, a retired teacher, is on pace to see 40 films this year. 8 months after slashing its prices and expanding membership past 2 million users, MoviePass is now at risk of going bust. The parent company, Helios and Matheson Analytics, you know, there's always these parent companies, said last week it had $15 million in cash and $27.9 million on deposit with merchant processors. MoviePass has been burning $21 a month. It's an unsustainable business model. Michael Pachter, an analyst at Wedbush Securities, warns that MoviePass may not survive the summertime run of blockbusters. Hey, I want to go sign up for MoviePass. I just, you know, I don't know if I'm late to the party. I found out about this months ago. On Tuesday, Helios reported the performance of MoviePass for the 3 months ending. So, folks, let's put MoviePass out of business. If you like the movies, $10 a month. This is horrible. Now, here's the thing. I love the model, because I think the old model of going and paying ridiculous price to see these movies, to be polluted with communist garbage, is gone on for long enough. You know, horrible values from Hollywood being portrayed. So, hey, anything that can put more Hollywood people out of business, I'm for. As long, you know, there's some great films out there. Now, I Can Only Imagine was wonderful. And hopefully more films that promote faith and values and family and honor and, you know, not these weird things. So now MoviePass CEO Mitch Lowe knows the audience of investors and multiplex owners doesn't believe the script he's been shopping around for months. Some of the dialogue can ring false. He says, who's profitable out there? Lowe asks in an interview. Spotify is not profitable. Netflix isn't profitable. AMC isn't profitable. Well, I will tell you that Spotify has a blank check line of credit from the Chinese government. That's what I'm worried about. I'll tell you about that later, how the Chinese government is going around buying companies and you don't even know it. Up next, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about MoviePass? What do you think about the Chinese government buying stocks that you have no clue? You know, they own, I think they own Spotify, folks. I think they own a lot of these companies that we just are excited to use. And they're putting U.S. companies out of business with a line of credit from the Chinese government. But that's okay, because you know why? You know, it's funny what's going on, and I'll share that up next. But first, I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to learn more about the power of zero and some of the books that we're giving away today, you can call my office right now at 888-988-JOSH. So I really want to hear from you now. Pick up the phone, dial 888-988-5674. And to get your free econometric model. Have you ever seen a blueprint of a house before you construct it? This is like your financial blueprint. It'll be our gift to you when you schedule and keep your no obligation review. 888-988-JOSH. Ask us about the financial model that is changing the lives of many people for the better. 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts, make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
It's interesting, when you Google who owns a company like Spotify, you see that it was developed in Sweden. But then I'll tell you a little bit more later. So we'll get a little bit more into that. So first we have, but let me let you know that some of these companies in Sweden or Luxembourg are really being given money by the Chinese government to put your companies out of business. Go ahead, Eric. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Hey, good morning, Josh. I was listening to you and David McKnight talking about life insurance retirement plans. I was wondering, is this a new product? Is there a minimum to get started? Do you have more information about these?
Sure. What do you mean in particular? Well, one of the things you could do is is call us at 888-988-JOSH and get the free book.
Well, I'm a late retirement planner, so sure. I like the idea of those tax-free products and also having access, you know, to my money. So I wanted to know, you know, is there a minimum to get started? The withdrawal.
No, you could put $100 a month in. You could put $1,000 a month. You could put in. I mean, we have people put in $150,000 a month because they can't do a Roth and they want their money to grow after tax. Well, one of the beauties of life insurance retirement planning, as David McKnight calls it, and to be honest, we may disagree on the type of life insurance used. You can't use term insurance because the cost of term goes up. Does that make sense?
Okay,
so the
right.
older you get, the cost is prohibitive. A lot of good people recommend what they call universal, and they max fund the universal contract. That generally is only good if you are not eligible for a good fixed policy. I like one where the insurance company is contractually obligated not to raise the rate on you. I also like companies that are mutual, meaning you get a dividend. Now, dividends, although not guaranteed, are declared annually, and you can go back and say, I want a company that paid a dividend even in the Great Depression, even in the 08 recession. So there are a lot of great companies that do this. Not a ton. I mean, there are about 9 or 10 out of like 1,000 that we recommend. And okay. not all cash value insurance is created equal, and some even can be harmful to people if you do it the wrong way. So you want to make sure the cost does not raise. You want to make sure it's from a good mutual company or a good private, you know, a good employee-owned company.
Okay.
Some companies are owned by ESOP. That way they're not subject to the vagaries of quarterly numbers reporting. Because you don't want some CEO to come in and say, well, we're going to pump the numbers to look good. Then what's going to happen is they're going to cannibalize your dividend. But the powerful thing is, I can put my money in. It is semi-liquid. So it has, so any of the cash value that the policy builds is fully liquid. You could take the money out via a tax-free policy loan. It doesn't go on your income tax. Not only that, it protects your family if you die. In many cases, you can get a waiver of premium in the event of disability, so your retirement can go on without a hitch if you're retired. And there's a death benefit that can be used for long-term care. And it's a conservative vehicle, so you're generally not going to kill it. You're not going to make 7 to 10% a year, but many people we've seen make internal rates of return of 3 to 5%, comparable to muni bonds, but actually a little better right now. And you're getting all these death benefits and long-term care benefits, and the ability for tax free access to cash. So it could be a very powerful strategy for you, for sure.
Sounds good.
So call us if you want to learn more about it at 888-988-JOSH. We'll see if it's right for you. It's not right for everybody. Usually you have to pass a physical. But even if you're unhealthy and don't pass a physical, you could buy it on your spouse or your kids. And you could be the owner. So you could actually, a lot of clients, to get that internal rate of return up, will buy the policy on their kids. They'll be the owner of the kids, and you create the kids a successor owner. So when you die, the money goes tax-free to your kids. So very powerful.
Now, when you get it on your kids, are you still able to draw on it or no?
Yeah, because you own the policy.
Interesting.
Sure. So now, but okay. I mean, I like putting it on the parent, unless the parent is uninsurable,
right,
or unless the costs are prohibitive, because there is an embedded insurance cost in there that you obviously nothing's free. You know, they're not doing this for their health.
Of course.
But it's a good strategy. I mean, I do it with my own money. It doesn't make it right for everybody, but I love it. I mean, I think it's one of the best alternatives, especially if you make too much money for a Roth.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I did start a Roth, and it's I do the max, but it's the Roth's not going to be enough.
So exactly. I mean, you could max out the Roth 401k, put up to $24,000 Roth 401k, and then put the rest in something like this. It could be powerful, very powerful.
Yep. Okay,
now,
cool. All right.
So, yeah, we'll give you the book, LIRP, L-I-R-R-P, Look Before You LIRP, 888-988-JOSH. It's our free gift to you, Eric, okay? When you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. So any other comments to that, Eric, or questions?
No, that was it for now. And, I'll give you guys a call, and we'll talk. Thanks.
Wonderful.
For the,
Next. Yeah, fantastic. Next up, Gordon, he wants to know my opinion of sports betting. Go ahead, Gordon.
Hey, Josh, before I ask my actual question, I'd just like to make a comment about your movie, the Movie Pass company.
Sure.
When I heard their business model, what they do, their service, it reminded me of the old joke about the company that loses money on every transaction, but they say they'll make it up on volume. But whatever. Okay, my question is, do you think that sports betting will save big spending Phil Murphy in your home state of
New
Jersey?
Not at all. Sports betting and betting in general causes poverty wherever it goes. Now, I'm sure, that we have listeners who are not gambling addicts who will go and they will be a part of what's called gaming. And I'm not trying to offend you. If you're a gamer out there and you know how to be measured in your gambling choices. But I think gambling and betting and marijuana, so this is the problem with where we're headed as a society. Because these states are broke, they are going to enslave your children and grandchildren if you don't teach them good moral values. Because what's going to happen is they're going to be hopped up on weed. And then they're going to take the money they have from working what little they work when they're not in your basement, and they're going to go to the track and bet. And generally, there have been studies that the poor, and we're seeing this with Colorado, the legalization of gambling, of marijuana, people are getting into more car accidents, they're going to have more lung cancer issues, they're going to have all these problems. Just because we want to sacrifice our children for a little tax revenue. So that's what's going to happen. There's going to also be, look at Atlantic City. You ever drive into Atlantic City, Gordon?
I'm afraid it's not one of my regular stops. No, I really don't know much about it.
Gambling turns areas into cesspools. And now we're just having all that. And gambling is a tax on the poor and generally the dumb, because the person who is trying to get ill-gotten gain. Now, again, I'm not trying to offend people who like to go for a little gaming here or there. I'm talking about the systemic problems of a culture that is now hopping up vice just for a little tax revenue. We're whoring our futures, and we're whoring the future of our children for what? What is the purpose of this? For a little tax revenue? You know what's going to happen? We're then going to need more tax revenue because people are going to need more psychological help. They're going to need more Prozac because they're going to fry up some brain cells. And then they're going to take what money they have. Then they're going to need to go on welfare because they spent it all at the track. It's horrible. It is immoral. And what's crazy is our blessed former governor, by the way, you know, we have some problems with the current governor, but our former governor may have been the one who took this to the Supreme Court. So rather lowering property taxes, rather than lowering the state income tax, which should be about 3 or 4% to keep it competitive and prevent people from stop moving out of the country, what we are seeing is, yeah, I think, you know, the sports betting is part of a larger phenomenon. And what they're going to see is there's not going to be enough revenue from sports betting. There's not going to be enough revenue from marijuana, and then they're going to tax us to the gills. People are going to move out, and hopefully there will be a tax revolt a la when Governor Florio was there. Or my hope, my prayer is that our new governor could call me as a part of his economic team. I'm nonpartisan. I want to help him grow our state out of this mess. I don't think there's going to be enough tax revenue for, you know, taxing potheads and sports betting. I don't see the point. So thank you, Gordon. Up next, Chris. He has a question regarding keeping money in IRAs. And we're taking more of your calls. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Call me now, 888-988-JOSH. If you have money that you haven't wasted at the betting track, if you haven't wasted it on things like marijuana, and you want to invest that money for the people you love and the causes you love, call us now, 800-888-988-JOSH for the no obligation review. You get a free 43-page financial toolkit in retirement. 888-988-JOSH. We could be more like Texas, no state income tax, and their economy is thriving. 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee tax fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Latin for literally the bread and circuses, supposedly coined by Juvenal and describing the cynical formula of the Roman Empire for keeping the masses content with ample food and entertainment. The other phrase could be weed and gambling. You could just insert that right in there, right, Chris? Chris, you're on with the financial quarterback, Josh Jelinski. Go ahead.
Hi, Hi. Just a question. I understand, what is the actuarial age that an IRA will run out?
I think it's around 118 or 120.
Really? Okay. And another question. I understand that the RMD does require an income stream, but if you think or believe that you will never need that income stream, is there a strategy that you could follow within your IRA to reflect that?
Yes, there's something called the QLAC, which the government allowed under then President Obama. This was actually one of his best things he ever did. The QLAC allows you, if you don't need the money, to put up to 125 grand in a longevity product. It's a qualified longevity product, and the money does not count against your RMD. So that's a powerful strategy. You could also take out your RMDs, sock that away in the LERP plan that David McKnight is talking about, and then all the future growth is tax-free. And then when you pass, it's income tax-free state and federal, estate tax-free if it's owned outside of your estate. So fantastic question on the subject of IRAs. We'll be taking more calls on IRAs at 800-321-0710. But any other follow-ups to that, Chris?
Well, what was that product that you were talking about? What is that?
Well, that's called a QLAC.
Right.
QLAC. QLAC.
What is it? An insurance product?
It's a qualified longevity annuity contract. Now, note, I do not recommend it in all circumstances, but for someone who does not need their IRA and
right.
they are worried about living into their 90s, it is a longevity insurance product. So it could be wise for you. You could also take your RMD, have that RMD go into tax-free and do an insurance contract. You could also look at Roths, right? You could do more Roth planning. Okay. Adam, I'm actually on my way to Atlantic City. Yes, Adam, but you do not live in Atlantic City. That's my point. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that it is a societal problem. So go ahead. Any other comments on that before we move on?
Chris? No, that's it. Thanks, Josh.
Great, great comments and questions from all of you. Keep them coming. We have a listener. This is one of the only shows. You try to call anybody else on the weekend. The weekend, you have a lot of good, health care things, other financial programming. Try to call these people. You're not going to get through to them. You know why? It's all canned. So, folks, give us a call. And if you have a question for us, we have Judy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Judy. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. She has a great idea. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay. What about a national sweepstakes offering many $10,000 low prize payouts as more people buy tickets to purchase to help in national emergencies like hurricanes or things like that we need money for that people would be happy to contribute to?
Anything could work, I guess. We need so much money right now, we're going broke. I mean, how about cutting spending?
Of course.
There are many plans for that. Yeah, we have a Republican president, Republican Congress, and we didn't get any spending cuts. So just... although something that nobody ever talks about is we did run the first surplus in a while, like a month or two ago.
And lowering the national debt as well.
Yeah, so we got to give them some credit for that, you know. I mean, that's fantastic.
But wouldn't that be something like an Irish sweepstakes, something like that, that people could contribute to in for things that they really want that maybe shouldn't go into the budget?
We could have Ed McMahon do it, or I'd be the host. We'd show up at people's houses and give them things, and they'd get all excited. Yeah.
No, but if you give them many multiple, just $10,000 payouts, so, and as more people bought tickets, you could offer more so that there really would be a chance of winning.
Yeah, that could be a good idea. I always find these lottery things. I'm not a big fan of like the lottery for the same ideas. I'm not a big fan of the gambling.
Of course.
One, there's my religious beliefs, but two, and I think they're rooted in a society that has to generally prey upon the poor and the ignorant. If you do a study, people who struggle financially buy that lottery ticket because they don't have a hope. So rather than saving, I'd much rather see these people save into some type of savings program like Professor Kotlikoff has talked about before, rather than saving into some type of national lottery where only some lucky few ones win. But no, I mean, I appreciate your calling, and I love the feedback. So keep the calls coming, Judy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Tell all your friends the Financial Quarterback is live, local, and uncensored. Next up, John has a question on taxes for large-scale gifting. Adam writes, Josh, you can team up with Susie Orman for the sweepstakes. I would love that. I don't know if Susie would like me, though. Would she? We kind of go together. You know, I got blonde hair. She's got blonde hair. I think we'd be good on TV together. We don't have to agree on everything. But, you know, she's a dynamic personality. So, hey, we should get Susie on. Let's get Susie on the show, Cal. If she'd come on, that'd be fun. Go ahead, John. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the Financial Quarterback.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, I have two-part question. First one, how much tax, gift tax in 2017, $14,001 or $15,000? And who gave?
$15,000, but if you're married, you can give $30,000.
And what about the people who are single? They can give
$15,000.
And who get the tax break? The who give, and what about the who receive? He has to pay the tax.
No, and that's the beauty.
So nobody has to pay the tax.
Yeah, the IRS announced this was last year the annual gift and estate limit. So you can give $11.2 million, I believe, per person, something like $22 million as a couple, and you can give $15,000 without gift tax. That's a huge strategy, and we can help you with that. And if you're not, if you're wealthy and you're not doing this, by the way, you got to get off your duff and do it. A lot of my wealthier clients in the millions are not taking advantage of the rare gift of the Trump tax code. You can give $22 million with zero estate tax into a trust and into some of these trusts that will grow into perpetuity. So your heirs won't pay any estate tax for up to 365 years. So why aren't you doing this? Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. You could also do various combinations, including family limited partnerships, intentionally defective grantor trusts, and you get some huge exemptions. So say if you're, now what you're alluding to is the $15,000 gift, but if you have a lot of money, you should be given millions into your trusts and keep only what you're going to need to live out your days. Now, a lot of my wealthier clients don't do that because they're like, oh, well, if I want to go to Bali, or if I want to go here, I want to be able to spend it. Well, you could do that. You would keep, you know, I don't know, $5 million or $10 million in an account for you. Now, you might say, well, I'd love to have those problems. I merely have $5,000. But some people have these problems, like John. So go ahead, John. What other questions do you have?
All right. So you have to give in the cash, or can they give the cash, or they have to give by check? How they can give the gift?
Well, John, let's say you want to give your money to, who do you want to give your money to? I mean, you don't have to say their full name, but your daughter, your son, who?
Relative. So how you can give, cash, check?
You can give a check, and you can write $15,000 on the check. What I love to do is I love to give with a string attached. You know, John, I'm sure you worked really hard for your money. If you make an outright gift to your child or relative and they get divorced, their spouse could get half of what you gave them. So I like to use gifts that are not just for nothing. I like gifts into Roths. I like gifts into retirement savings. I like gifts into medical savings. I like gifts into trusts. Things that you can have some measure of control, even after you have the gift, you can have control without ownership. That's the key. And then when you die, you can die without any estate tax. That's the key, right? And we can show you how to do that, okay, John? We can also show you ways to leverage your gifting. So instead of you leaving, you know, $10 million, you can leave $20 million, and you can leave it tax-free. Okay, John?
Second part is if you have forgot to file gift tax, can you file extend or you can correction of the 2017?
I'm not quite following your question, to be honest.
If you forgot to show in 2017 gift tax.
Oh, if you forgot do the gift in 2017, you're done. You can't go back. That's why you have to do the gifting strategy now. And there is no time but the present to call us at 888-988-JOSHUA. Do not become a part of the procrastination nation. Call us for the what to do with my large estate review, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674, and we'll give you our personal econometric model. We will model out your future. So give us a call now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Tom is up next with an exciting question. Tom, were you my Facebook friend who wanted this? And I told you to call.
Yeah, I sent you the message on Facebook maybe like a month ago.
Yeah, thank you for calling us. And Tom became, I guess, a Facebook friend. Go to fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. And go ahead with your question, Tom.
Well, I was trying to figure out, can you explain a little more detail about the 72T? And how they figure out the formulas and stuff.
Sure. And in a promise to Adam, Adam wanted me to post me looking like George Washington. It's rather an embarrassing picture. I'm going to post that on Facebook as an encouragement to those of you who want to become a Facebook friend. So what is your... Okay, a 72T is also known as the substantial, equal, and periodic payments rule. That stands for SEPP, Substantial Equal and Periodic Payments Rule, which means if you have an annuity or an IRA and you're under 59 and a half, did you know there's a way to get money out of it without taxes? That's the 72T. So you can call us and we'll actually help you with the 72T early distribution analysis. And that rule...
And you have to be retired for that?
No.
No, okay.
It's just you have to take it with one of three ways. So there's an annuitization method, which does not mean, by the way, you have to buy an annuity. It's a certain method of getting payments. So let's say you were an athlete or you're very wealthy and you're 35 and you're like, well, I'm retired because I tore my ACL. That's why they created this for people who are needing income. and they can get it distributed to them as like a pension. And there are three ways: annuitization, which is like an annuity, but it's not an annuity, it's how it's funded. Amortization, which, you know, from the Latin, you know, morte, death, so you're putting to death your principal over a period of time, and a required minimum distribution method, like much like an IRA. So there are different three ways you could calculate the SEPP. And to avoid the 10% penalty once you begin distributions, you must continue to take the required distribution using the same method at least annually for the longer of 5 years or until you reach 59 and a half. The five-year rule, though, is waived upon the death or disability of the IRA owner, because some people do this when they're disabled and they need money from their IRA. So a lot of people need to realize that this is a great option for them. Generally not advisable, but it is if you need the money, right?
Or so maybe how do they figure out what percentage? Is there a formula with their age, or is it more just kind of whatever the person wants?
It's a formula with your age. So, for example, how old are you?
I am 42.
So if you're 42, and how much do you have in your IRAs?
About 300.
I'm just going to do a little calculation. What is the age of your beneficiary?
40.
She your spouse?
Yes.
Okay. Let's say you – now it's based upon a hypothetical investment rate return of 6% and a reasonable distribution interest rate of 2.62%. You would be eligible for $11,911 from that without paying the 10% penalty.
And now, that would just be taxable income.
Yes, but it would not be hit with the income. Now, some people do that if they have money in an IRA or 401k too, and they want to put money into a tax-advantaged plan, and they're looking to kind of drip out the money without killing them on taxes. So it could be, let's say you're like the last caller, I want to do a LERP, but I don't have any money for the higher premiums of a LERP. Well, you could do an SEPP, and that could fund the LERP, okay?
Mm-hmm.
LERP is a tax advantage plan, much like a Roth. David McKnight calls it the life insurance retirement plan. Or you could need the money. So that is the SEPP rule. In plain English, it's just if you need money from your IRA before you're 59 and a half and don't want to get socked with higher tax penalties, that 10% early withdrawal penalty. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So call us.
So you have to take it for 5 years or up to 59 and a half.
Yeah. But that 11 grand would be till you're 59 and a half. So if generally it's to 59 and a half. But you know, if you do it to 5 years and after the fifth year, you can get it recalibrated. You obviously want to check, you know, your tax consultant and things like that as well. I am not a CPA and not giving tax advice, but we do work with many of your tax professionals. And we act in a collaborative manner. Too many people want to be the big dog. Even though I'm the financial quarterback, I'm humble enough to learn from, you know, professional accountants, CPAs, also other professionals, estate planners, et cetera. Okay? So we could certainly help
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, if you want to learn more. And you get the free book when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. Up next, we're going to take two more calls. We have Griffin on the Workers' Deferred Compensation Plan, which he's a part of in NYC. Folks, if you're in Philly, New York, New Jersey, Philly suburbs, Delaware, North Jersey, Central Jersey, South Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, whatever you are, wherever you are, within the sound of my voice, call us now. 888-988-JOSH. There is a rare political window of opportunity to get the free book and to take action on some of these powerful strategies for tax diversification. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. If you make too much money and you can't do a Roth and you want to learn some other tax advantage ways to sock away the money, to leave money tax advantage to the people you love and the causes you love, dial me right now. There are people who are dialing 888-988-5674. 888-988-5674. 888-978-5674, which spells out 888-988-JOSH. Call me now, and you get the econometric model when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Segment of the show, 10 Cent, which in my belief, 10 Cent will become the next Amazon. They go around getting money on loan from the Chinese government, and they are a national threat to U.S. dominance in the internet. They're being involved in cloud computing. Same with Alibaba. What these companies do is they take money from the Chinese government, and they nationalize, so they have a funding stream known as the Chinese government, and they buy these companies like Spotify, and they buy large interests in them. Then they go public on the U.S. markets and then make the Chinese wealthier. It's a brilliant strategy for the Chinese. But why isn't anyone talking about this? So we'll talk about this in a future show, but nobody's really talking about this. To the president's credit, apparently $200 billion. Or some number like that, the Chinese government is offering to cut the trade surplus. I don't know if this is real or if this is posturing. So we'll see what goes on. Next up, Griffin. Go ahead, Griffin. You're on with Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback.
Hello, Josh. First off, I want to ask you, I'm involved in the New York City Deferred Compensation Plan for many years, which allows you to contribute up to 15% of your gross. I've always thought that if all this money is coming into the market every 2 weeks from a couple hundred thousand New York City workers, and that allows you to contribute up to 15% of your gross, I've always thought it was a bad strategy for them to invest all this money every other Friday. And, you know, no matter when the market's high or low.
Well call me for the deferred comp. We got to go plan. We can talk about your concern more. But my biggest concern with the deferred comp is you are deferring taxes to a later date. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, for the no-obligation deferred comp review. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH.
This has been a paid program sponsored by the Jalinski Advisory Group. Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including five-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the million-dollar roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jalinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jalinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.